was a definite penalty. I think that's the sixth time now we've had an opportunity of a penalty, especially late on in the game when we haven't got it. Obviously, I've got to be careful what I say because I don't really want to go to the referee. Referee's in a perfect decision. He knows it's time up and he's got to give a big decision. That's his job, to give a decision at the end of the game, and he doesn't give it.
I suppose, why would you go down in that position? Because he's through on goal, isn't he, otherwise?
He doesn't have to go down. He's Brentley brought him down. Even their bench went, no, oh no, it's definitely a penalty. So it's disappointing when they get a job to do. It's a 95-minute game and you make the decision in the first minute or you make it in the last minute. You've got to make the right one, and obviously he didn't make the right one.
Let's go back to what happened previously. You led that game for a very long time. It must be very frustrating you're not going away with 3 points.
Yeah, it is. We are disappointed. And let's give them credit. They was under all sorts of pressure second half. They ploughed people in the box, they crossed it, they got free kicks, they're bigger than us. To be fair, I've got to give a lot of credit to our boys. I thought we defended well. Two young centre-halves and Ben, who came on at left-back, a young boy. He was a good test for us, and so they've got to be proud of themselves, but they're bitterly disappointed in there to give a goal away at the end and then obviously not get a decision for us at the end to go for us.
Any complaints about the goal as well? I mean, when you've got Premier League quality like that, I suppose, in George Green, he's only just arrived and he impressed a lot of people here today.
Yeah, fair credit to the lad. We gave him 4 or 5 opportunities before that, and I suppose when he comes to it, last kick of the game and he bends it in the top corner, we'll be disappointed that we kept showing him on his left foot, but give him a lot of credit. It's a great finish.
The fact that you did take the lead, given the fact that away from home it hasn't been that good for you in recent weeks, there must be some positives to take.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives, as I say, except for Baz Fuller at the back, in the back, and when Jack went off, we've got two kids at centre half and a young left back, and I thought they played really, really well. They handled their physical presence, and I thought on the counter attack we looked dangerous. Good goal from the big man, got a little bit of deflection, but to be fair, I got to give credit to my boys. They did really, really well. They battled really well and they tried to play on a difficult surface, and as I say, we were unlucky not to get a decision right at the end.
That gap to the playoff spots has just increased a little bit. We're looking at the sort of as it stands table over the course of the day, and if you'd have won the game, it would have closed it to 5 points. It's 7 points now. Is that something you and the management team and Neil can worry about at this stage?
No. At the end of the day, we've got a game on Friday now. We've got to get all the boys in on Tuesday, go through a little bit of organisation for the next game, and then to see where we end up. There's no point in saying we need that so many points. Let's just try and win the next game, which is a home game, and see where we end up after that.
Have you spoken to the boss? He wasn't here today?
No, he wasn't here today. I spoke to him this morning. I think he was listening on your radio, so he'd be well happy. Probably switched it off halfway through. he'll be disappointed because we came here trying to win the game. And that's what I did. I tried to leave two up, change Tanner and bring Addy on, and tried to leave two up front trying to win the game. And that's what I tried to do.
I hope he had some strong painkillers for the last minute or so.
I think he will. I think it's a good job I'm here, and he's not going to see the referee. As I say, we've seen 5 penalties late on in the game we haven't been given, and that's probably the most obvious one that I've seen.
And do you think Friday he'll be back? I mean, you know, the fact he's had this hip operation, it can't be easy for him to come straight back in. When do you think he'll be kind of taking the reins back again?
Listen, we'll have to wait and see. We need to get this game out the way. The boys need to rest up for a couple of days, and then the gaffer needs to rest up for a couple of days and then see where we are. But he will be in when he's ready to be in. And listen, all the rest of the staff have been brilliant. We've all got on with it. The boys have been superb. The only thing is they'll be disappointed in the lads, and we've got to pick them up and go again.